there
anything.
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Morning After Show started last century with Jeremy Baker and Paul Gullett on 101.9 FM CITR Radio. Oswaldo Perez Cabrera joined in 2001. Van Music has teamed up with Super Cheeto Productions and Ascenda School of Management to celebrate the 15th anniversary of the Morning After Show at the Rickshaw Theater this March 24th. With superstars Jarabe de Palo and very special guests Los Furios and Caracas. Featuring one of Spain and Latin America's biggest bands, Jarabe de Palo, playing their first show in Canada. This night will also feature BC Ska from Los Furios and the Latin punk of East Van band Caracas. The Morning After Show 15th Anniversary Party with Jarabe de Palo this Tuesday, March 24th at the Rickshaw Theatre. Tickets are $25 and are available at High Life, Neptune, Red Cat, and Zulu.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca. This is Eric with a face for radio. I just got in. I barely made it here on time. So, my apologies. I need to get things set up properly right now. So, I am going to play you a song before going into the discussion about, you know, this week's topic. So, to start us off, let's listen to the song Ana by Los Psychos.
Ana, no huyas de mí, porque Ana, corres de mi amor.
I'm tired of chasing you down, and it's not my right to always push you around. I'm on my own side now. Who's gonna take me home? 'Cause I don't wanna go it alone. Who's gonna want me when I'm just somewhere you've been? Who's gonna want me now? And who's gonna take me home? I'm gonna find me a true love. Said I'm through asking you if you knew love, how much you meant to me, how it was meant to be, and how it all feels empty. Who's gonna take me home? 'Cause I don't wanna go it alone. Who's gonna want me?
All right, we are back. I've managed to sort things out, so we should be in for a calmer talk now than earlier. So, who did we listen to, Eric? Oh, funny you asked. We started off with the song Ana by the Peruvian band Los Psychos. That song came out in the early 60s. I'm not exactly sure the year. I'll find out right now. It came out in 1966. This band was from Lima, Peru, and they only released singles. I think they released like 12 or 13 singles. Were huge in Peru, but then just disbanded after because I guess they felt like they did what they had to do, and they're very cool. The title of their compilation of singles says "Wild Teen Punk from Peru," and it's interesting because it's very early sort of garage rock. Anyways, they're a great band. That's my favorite song by them. A very sort of 50s melodic garage rock tune. And then after that, we listened to the song IDC by Walla Walla Washington band Chastity Belt. It's off their new album, Time to Go Home. And the song is called IDC, standing for I Don't Care. Which, yeah, a really cool song, really cool album, great lyrics, great sound. I think they're coming in April on the 11th, so they'd be good to check out. I have to thank Eleanor, CITR student exec president and one of the hosts of FemCon, for showing me that. And then we finished off the first set listening to the song Own Side by Caitlin Rose, because I could not find a decent copy of the song I Was Cruel. But Own Side Now is a great song off the album Pink Champagne, which is her first album. Her second album, The Stand-In, came out in 2011. I think her first album came out in 2011. Her second album came out in 2013. She's a singer-songwriter from Nashville. Sort of sounds, I think she cites her biggest influences as country music and The National. So she's cool. Fun fact, her mother is also a singer-songwriter and helped write music for Taylor Swift early on. So Caitlin Rose and Taylor Swift are unlikely pals, apparently. Anyways, the topic for today that I wanted to give a brief discussion on was the idea of public intellectuals and, intellectual public debate, I suppose. This comes up because, every once in a while I go on YouTube, and on YouTube, sometimes I check out, old interviews from people I like or whatever, and I ended up finding an interview by Dick Cavett interviewing Jean-Luc Godard in 1980, I think. So I was like, man, why doesn't Dick Cavett have a show anymore? Why don't we have a show like him? And that's not to say that we don't have interesting shows in alternative media or on the internet in different places where we can, if you search for it, you can find interesting debate with intelligent people and intelligent public figures particularly. But the problem that I have is that Dick Cavett's pretty mainstream. Like, when he was happening, he was big. So we don't have anyone like that in the public sphere right now, I think, in North America, or really any noticeable public intellectuals who are going out and discussing issues. I mean, sure, we have plenty of brilliant minds, but I'm not sure that the vehicle is there for them to talk. And I mean, it's a little ironic that I'm talking about this on college radio where probably 12 people are listening. But I think it's extremely important that we have in the mainstream, like on CBC, on NBC, on these big venues where mainstream, middle America, middle Canada tune in to listen and talk about it. Because all we have is just like the late night circuit, which I'm a fan of, is a disgrace basically right now. And I can tell you a public figure, public intellectual sort of who in North America who holds a place that is held before by the likes of Gore Vidal or Norman Mailer or Gloria Steinem, Michel Foucault, like people who everyone knew who they were, even if they didn't know what they were talking about necessarily. But these people would go on, have regular appearances in the media, and the media would give them a space. You know, newspapers would print articles by these people. And nowadays, it seems like you have to be in a sort of alternative mindset to even be open to having any sort of intellectual debate. I mean, who's our biggest pundit in Canada? Rex Murphy? That's horrible. He is, should not be the person that we look to get political information. And I mean, you know, I guess you could argue that Charlie Rose has a sort of Dick Cavett like show, but I mean, honestly, who watches Charlie Rose? It's like, I like Charlie Rose, but honestly, it's a boring show. You know, we need, I mean, we're entertainment obsessed right now, so we need to find out a way to introduce meaningful dialogue into mainstream entertainment, which seems to be the exact opposite of what mainstream entertainment wants right now, because I would assume that the less discussion that we have about real issues or ideas that are percolating amongst the general populace, the less possibility for discontent. You know, it's better if we go home and watch The Big Bang Theory than if we go home and watch an interesting debate between, I don't know, just a stereotypical right-wing intellectual figure, an intelligent one, not like the ridiculous Fox News stereotypical punditry, but between someone like that and someone from the left or the center or alternative perspectives that I think was much more prominent, and this might just be because I didn't exist as a human being in, you know, 25 years ago, but it feels like basically up until the 80s we had regular discussion of these topics, and now if you want anything even resembling that, it's, you know, has to be through an ironic voice on Colbert, who doesn't exist anymore. I mean, he does, but his show doesn't, or, you know, something like Bill Maher, where you have to pay to have HBO, so it's not even, and it's on Friday nights at 9. Who watches, you know, that's not a prime time area where we're going to have a lot of people tuning in. You know, Jon Stewart's ending his show, and even all these shows, except for maybe Bill Maher's show, you don't really have a focus on dialogue, which I think is a shame. So, you know, that is the theme for today, the lack of public intellectuals, mainstream dialogue about important issues or ideas even. I would love, you know, I'm very glad that feminism over the past little while seems to have gotten a bigger space in the mainstream media. Like, you hear people, it's sort of a buzzword at the moment, which I think is very important for people to start talking about, you know, feminist issues, feminist ideas, feminism to become a part of the public discourse. But even there, I feel like it's devoid, for the discussion around it is devoid of any significant content nowadays. That being said, I mean, it's better that we're at least talking about it, that this is being brought in, but I think, and I don't know, maybe I'm being nostalgic for a time that I never knew because I didn't know it, but that we have more of this, that we have more issues being discussed regularly, so that, you know, when you go to the water cooler, the proverbial water cooler on Monday after work, you aren't sitting around talking about what happened on Better Call Saul or some popular show or House of Cards, but instead are talking about important civil or civic issues. Anyways, call me a dreamer. So, So we're going to keep this moving. Right now we've got a song called Don't Be Ridiculous by R. Stevie Moore. And I'll tell you more about that and the other tunes that we're going to be listening to after this, because I've talked for quite a bit, so if you're still listening, you're probably sick of it and want to listen to some music. So here we go with Don't Be Ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous. What are you doing now? Why are you saying all those nasty things? Don't be ridiculous. Why be impossible? Don't be silly. How can you be so naive? What have you got up your sleeve? What do you mean by that? Why are you speaking all those mixed up things? Don't be ridiculous. Don't act so ignorant. Don't be silly. Where is your own common sense? Why do you feel so intense? Let me tell you what is true and what is bullshit. That's right, bullshit, bullshit. What are you doing now? Saying all those nasty things, don't be ridiculous. Why be impossible? Don't be silly. How can you be so naive? What have you got up your sleeve?
I was in my
So think about that, and, you know, maybe talk about something other than what happened on House of Cards this week. Or not this week, because I guess all the shows come out at the same time. But, you know, whatever. Anyways, we will be playing now a song by famed Olympia Washington band, who are now based in Portland, Slater Kinney, the song, and New Wave. They will also be coming to Vancouver soon, and then we're going to play a song by Viet Cong, March of Progress, my favorite song off their new album that's Critical Darling this year, in this segment. And by the way, Ace Martins has a show. They are opening for B.A. Johnston, which is, I saw him once, and it's a pretty fun show, I think, on March 27th. 26th, I think. Check it out. Should be a good show. It's at the Astoria. Anyways, we now will be checking out A New Wave by Slater Kinney.
Living Bonjour, mon nom est Laurence Gatinel and I'm here in Vancouver, BC. Over the next few days, myself, as well as other colleagues from around the province, will be shining the spotlight on the West Coast francophone and francophile community. This is our very own way to celebrate les rendez-vous de la francophonie.
Le saviez-vous? There are about 6, 7, maybe even more, French-speaking festivals through the province happening every year. Let's talk about one of them, which is Pacifique en Chanson. It's a contest and a show for emerging artists in music. So artists that's just starting in French or starting their career, emerging singer-songwriter can apply to this event. And then it's a full week of training, workshop with professional musical industry. And then there's a show at the end. One of them can go on and do the same event, but for the Western provinces in French. And then after that, there's a possibility to go to one of the similar events in Quebec. So this is a way to embrace and experience your French skill and develop the Francophone community in BC. My name is Jean-François Pacoud. I'm the Executive Director of the Francophone Arts Council of BC. Conseil culturel artistique francophone de la Colombie-Britannique.
Join us for les rendez-vous de la francophonie, March 6 to 22nd. For more information, visit rvf.ca.
This March 20th at the Wise Hall, She, a night featuring a powerhouse lineup of women making their bold mark in word and music, including Purple Heart Social Club, Lady Jams, Jeanette King, JB the First Lady, Immortal, and headliner Natasha T. Miller, a Detroit spoken word artist, followed by a dance party with DJ Kuka. This is a 19-plus event at the legendary Wise Hall, 1882 Adenac. $20 gets you in, plus a copy of Immortal's new album. Doors at 8, show at 9. For more info, go to immortal.com/shows.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
All right, I have to go now, but I will leave you with one last song. But first, we listen to Slater Kinney with the song A New Wave, and then after the, March of Progress. God, this is happening every week. March of Progress by Viet Cong. And now to finish it off, we will be listening to the song Deep Downtown by Semen Priest off the album Disco Horribilis. Semen Priest, I thought, was a joke band, but they're serious and they're surprisingly not terrible. And they were quite the band to talk about with the student exec last year. Anyways, we're going to play a song by them. The lead singer's name, by the way, is Epididymus Rex. How great is that? And so we're going to play that. And then stay tuned for Transition State. All right, have a good week. This was A Face for Radio, a show about music with interludes about nothing.
Hey, radio fans, welcome to Transition State. You're about to hear Portishead.